The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them. Welcome back, bitches. At this point, we're pulling shit out of our ass. Literally, actually, I think I need shit pulled out of my ass because at this point, I'm so constipated.
But we've had to record like 8 in the last week because Bean's coming.
So pregnant.
We are not filming during the Bean time. We have to let Bean cook. He's refried.
Honestly, we're over it. At this point, we love y'all. Have great vagina and everything. But like, I'm sorry. We're done. Okay. Anyways, we have Soph here today. She left us, how many weeks ago?
I can't even count because
it was like a month.
I kind of blocked it out because I was so mad. I was like, this is literally stupid.
She would rather her boy.
Yep.
My boyfriend lives in Pennsylvania. I love him very much. He's the best. And that's why I'm at home.
Period.
Period, queen.
Per. Anyways, how you doing, Soph? So this is our first time seeing her in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing pretty good. I graduated. Let's talk about that.
Excuse me.
My graduation. First of all, I was hammered.
First of all,
hammered.
I was taking shooters of Fireball in the bathroom during my graduation.
Yeah, I remember that. Fireball.
Yeah, I don't even know how I walked stage. Anyways, and then you and Jacob came.
Yeah.
And that was very nice of
Next
them.
Time, we're coming at the end. You let me know next
time. There is no next time. We only graduate once.
Me and her were reading the book, trying to figure out where the fuck the lady was at on the list. I was like, John Cena, Jeff Durnham.
And then it went to like
Soph.
A Z.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, you know those pamphlets were actually pretty thick and nice? They didn't even give us one. We had no clue what was going on.
You can have
stage.
Mine.
We didn't know what was going on stage, and we had them, so we didn't even...
Yeah, I don't really know what the point of that was.
We were trying to decide if we were trying to decide like
we thought they were giving us y'all's college textbooks as like a thank you. Like that
like holy crap, here's the degree.
What I thought.
The biggest waste of money in college is buying textbooks. You will never need a single one of those textbooks unless you're in like med school or like
you write that down.
Nursing school.
I never
do not pay for a textbook.
I still don't use any of my textbooks either.
I opened one and that was organic chemistry. That's the only textbook that I used.
Me too.
I cheated like all three
of
the years.
I couldn't do it.
It was like, holy shit.
My exams were in person. I can't read. I never had like online. Tampa didn't have that unless it was in the summer or the winter.
Do you guys ever read a page and like have to reread it 4 more times because you just don't understand what's going on?
Oh yeah, I never picked up a book either. Like not just a textbook, but like a book. Like I never read a book in college.
No. We used to get forced to read them in high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm never going to do this again.
Like you had to do like weekly check-ins?
AR books. And then we had to do tests.
Yes,
on them.
AR.
We'd have a specific amount of points by the end of summer. I said, Justin, go in there, type in my name. I'll do the one that I did for you. And you do the one that you read. And we'll swap. And then we got enough points because we were cheating. Mm. We're cheaters, remember?
I was a fat fucking cheater because I'll tell you what, Spanish class in high school?
No.
I took French and then Latin.
I would write things on the back of my shirt.
Latin.
For some fucking reason, it was the first time they did it for our class and the last time because somehow everyone passed.
I did sign language.
They did it online.
I swear to God, I did.
Well, sign something.
Hi, my name is...
Whitney.
It's nice to meet you.
Wait, what?
That's awesome.
You actually know
it. What? Yeah.
What it isn't is. This like thank you?
I think it's fuck you. This is thank you.
I was close.
All right, can you speak Latin?
Yeah.
No.
What about Portuguese? No. I know one
but
thing.
Latin's just like a forgotten language now. Like it doesn't exist anymore unless like you read it.
Wait.
Or write it, but like people don't speak it anymore.
Oh.
They speak Greek and...
My grandma tried to teach me Portuguese once. She took the label printers and she put the words of every single thing in her house.
In Portuguese?
In Portuguese and labeled them. Toothpaste. Mirror.
What were they?
I don't remember.
It's fine.
The problem is that like you can't read a language without like learning the letters,
yeah.
You know?
Well, then you have your huge grad party back at home this weekend?
Wait, I wasn't done talking about graduation. Okay, so I was hammered.
You and Jacob came. And then this one surprised me, her and Tyler.
Okay, let me explain, okay? The week before that, we had planned to be there. It was a Saturday, right?
Yeah, it was literally Sunday. Like the week before. You were like, okay, we're getting off the ship Saturday
They
morning.
Told me it was Sunday to Sunday. Not Sunday to Saturday, so I'm on the way. And I'm like, damn, we're not getting off until Sunday.
Yeah, you texted me.
And I was like, oh, shit. And then when I got on the ship, 4 days in the ship, I look at it, I'm like, why is there no activities on this day? And I'm like, oh, they're like, we get off. I was like, I'm just not going to tell her. I'm going to get off.
Tell me.
We swapped. We did a lot of shit to try and get off that boat early. We swapped places times with my parents. We carried our own luggage because if you gave it to them, we wouldn't get it back till 10. So we carried all of our own luggage. We had 5 bags and then plus them. Then we walked all the way down. We ran. I'm talking ran through the things. We got out, left, gone. As soon as we get there, we didn't even tell them. We pull up. We see them. We're like, let's go. Then I was trying to get like wave you down.
I was looking up there so many times. Swear, I did not see you. I didn't see you until after I walked the stage.
Just pay attention. Dude, just
who did you think I was sitting? It was.
We told her
I don't
was
know.
Grayson.
It's just like in my head.
That didn't look like it.
In my head, like you weren't there, so I wasn't looking for you, so I didn't know.
I'm surprised you didn't see Tyler's big ass head.
The only reason I noticed you guys were there was after I walked the stage. I looked back up and I saw Tyler standing up, and I was like, me and my friend that I was sitting with, we like looked up and she was like, is that Tyler? And I was like, yeah, you know, that's weird. Like I was thinking that. I'm like, who is that? And then I look next to him and I see some girl with a brown hair and my jaw dropped. I was like,
he sat there for like 5 minutes staring at us. I was like, I don't think she's gonna notice.
I was like, oh my God. And John was texting me way before that and was like, who's all up here? I was like, Kristen, Jacob, my parents, you, Carter. He's like, yeah, who else? I'm like, I don't know, is Grayson there? Like, I couldn't see. He wouldn't tell me. I literally did not see you guys there until after I walked the stage.
That shit was so funny.
I was like, oh my God, they're here. And I was like, how did they get here? Like, they weren't supposed to get off the ship till tomorrow.
Oh, Speedy Gonzalez.
My mom even knew before. I guess John had texted my mom and told her that.
We even had time to get home and get ready and stuff, too. Like, we were going to go straight there.
Yeah, he said he knew since Tuesday that you guys were coming. I was like, How did you guys all keep that from me? I was flabbergasted.
Because we didn't really talk during the week. We kind of did, but
a little bit. But, like, not a lot.
Dude, he's so cute.
Because I was doing finals and you were on the cruise, so. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was pretty awesome. I don't think I've ever had friends surprise me like that. I've never really been surprised like that, actually, so. Thank you for that. That was pretty awesome.
She's a good surpriser, too.
Yeah.
With the whole thing.
I mean, I didn't even know that she was coming, really. She called me the morning of and was like, we're coming.
And yeah, I was like, what time? I was like, it gives us something to do.
Jacob, we were talking about how you surprised, I don't know how the fuck you did that, pulled that off, invited everybody, friends, family, and everything to a whole ass Airbnb,
I hadn't even met them.
I know.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
And he had not a clue.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. That's a good surpriser. I can't keep shit in like that.
And me neither. I get someone a present and I'm like, can you open it now?
I mean, I'm just like, I know something and I'm like, okay, I don't even have to wait.
No, I'm not good at it.
Anywho, how are you and your mans?
We're good.
Let's ask one question because I already know it, but she's a man. Nice promise ring. You guys have been together secretly longer than me and Tyler because I saw your guys' thing and I was like,
but I thought he didn't ask you out till that.
So, we have been together since July 7th of last year, so almost a year.
But, like, dating?
No. So, we've been together, like, exclusive, not dating. Since July, like, literally since we met, we were like, okay, we're not talking to anybody else. Like, that was it. But, in terms of him, like, asking me out, he didn't ask me out to actually be his girlfriend until March 9th.
Of, like, recently?
Yeah.
Oh, because I remember you guys talking about, like, dating before, and I was like, I could have sworn y'all were dating after me and Tyler, because I was like, but then I remember you
like
saying,
actually
cause I mean,
dating,
even when
yeah.
we weren't, like, talking to you, you were posting like him.
Yeah, so for a while, I mean, I hid it for until February when I went out with, remember when we went out to the bar?
And that was the first picture I ever posted with his face in it. Was a picture that Whitney took of him and I.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. But
yeah. That was the first time I showed his face.
Like, I don't even care anymore.
Well,
that was like right after he asked
you. For the longest time, like, it was like a mutual thing. Like, we were like, okay, like, we're just going to keep it off the internet. Because, like, he's not on social media. He's not a social media boy. Like, he's older than me. He has a big boy job. So he was just like, I don't want to be all over your social media. And I was like, no, like, I understand that. Then 6 months of us being together rolled around, and I was like, all right, dude, like, I have all these cute pictures of us and nowhere to put them. I was like, I just wanted to post him because I wanted to show him off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just got to that point where I was like, I don't want to hide you anymore. Like, I don't want to keep you a secret. Like, we've been together long enough where it doesn't matter what anybody else says. Like, no one's taking you from me. Like, no one can have any opinion that's going to change our minds about each other. And so we kind of disagreed there for a little bit because he was like, I just want to keep it a secret a little longer. So we did. And then finally he let me post that picture on my Snapchat. And I was
like, because me
and I was like, here he is.
He started to like me and Tyler a lot, like the first time he met us.
I think that him being introduced to my friends and like coming down here instead of me always going there kind of like
changed things.
Yeah. Because, like, he started to be, like, opened up to my life.
I also think, too, like, meeting, like, thinking or, like, knowing of us is, like, a different perception than when you actually meet us. So he probably was like, oh, no, I know how your friends are. Like, they cause drama and start drama and have all these other things.
Well,
and then,
like, honestly, he doesn't even have a TikTok. He doesn't have a TikTok account. He had no idea who any of them were.
What was his reasoning for not being online?
He just, like, didn't want the publicity, I guess.
Makes sense.
He obviously sees how big of a platform we all have. And, you know, that can be intimidating to somebody who isn't even on TikTok, like, doesn't even watch them. Like, all he watches is Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
But, like, in terms of, like, being, like, a content creator, like, he didn't know about that until he met me. And then he sees, like, the numbers and he's like, holy crap. And, like, now it's, like, you know, it's not a big deal to him because he's used to it. But, imagine, like, not doing that and looking at somebody who does and being like, oh my god, you know, like, I don't think I would want to be posted for a while either.
Yeah.
Because you are susceptible to judgment, you know? Yeah. I mean, that's our life.
A lot of people can't handle it either. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that can be hard for someone who's not used to that.
So how'd you guys meet?
So, last year, over the 4th of July, I went on a beach trip with my best friend from home to Ocean City, Maryland. I, like, pretty much grew up there because I'm from Maryland. And we were on the beach one day, and we were laying on the beach, and there was this group of guys, like, over yonder, and they, like, waved, they were, like, staring at us. Like, we saw them. We were, like, watching them stare at us. And my friend was like, who do you think's the hottest one? And I was like, oh, for sure the guy in the pink bathing suit bottoms. And that was John. And I was like, I call dibs on that one. I was like, I'm getting that one if we start hanging out with them. Well, him and his other friend waved us over there. So we sat with them. They gave us some seltzers. We were drinking and whatever, just chilling. And then his friends went back up to the condo, and he stayed down on the beach with me and my friend. And then we, like, went back up to the condos together. And actually the night, so I ended up, like, spending the night in his room with all of his friends the first night that we met. And then I didn't see him again that whole trip. We were supposed to, like, hang out.
Were you, like, texting? Were you just...
Yeah, we were texting. But we were supposed to hang out the next night. But he went out to the bars and got hammered. And by the time he got back, he literally passed out, like, fell asleep. It was, like, 2 in the morning. And then we were leaving the next day after that. So I didn't see him. But I was, like, something in me was, like, there's no way that can be the last time I see him. Like, I just want to see him again. And he only lives a couple hours from me in Pennsylvania. And so the night we got home, I FaceTimed him because I was bored. And that's what I do when I'm bored. I get a little ballsy and I start FaceTiming people. And he thought it was an accident. He thought it was an accident. He texted me and was like, he said, did you mean to do that? He was like, and I was like, yeah, I'm bored. And so he called me back and I gave him a Princess Polly haul. Because I had clothes.
Like, I'm really bored, so I'm just going to go through these with you.
Yeah.
What was he saying when he was on there? He's like, can I get, like, a model walk or
oh,
what?
Yeah, I straight up tried those clothes on for him. I did a whole fashion show for this kid that I met 2 nights ago.
The fact that after that, if he stayed and watched, you know that right then.
Oh, he was loving it.
Jacob would have been. Can you imagine first?
He would have sat there and been like, yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Rocket League.
I was actually surprised.
Trying to fuck or just what? Like, what are we doing here? Like,
try having another kid or what?
But like, yeah, actually, me and Dawn did start as a hookup. So like, I mean, I kind of got lucky, I guess.
But I shit also, happens.
I was also very persistent.
We got some bad luck.
Though.
We be doing that shit, and then they just don't talk to you again.
I was like persistent. I was like, when can I come see you? Like, I leave in a couple weeks to go back to college. Like, I want to come see you again before I leave.
Was he pretty like standoffish for a little bit?
No. No, I wouldn't. No, definitely not. But you know how when you first meet someone and like you're trying to get to know them. It's like, oh my god, like, do they like me as much as I like them? Like, am I trying
too hard?
Am I not trying enough?
Like, you don't care.
And that's what I did. I really acted like I didn't care.
Yes.
But for the first, like, 5 months we were together, I was tweaking. Like, the whole entire time. Especially because I was here in college and he was there. So, like, we had to do the long distance thing. I didn't know where he was all the time, you know? Not that I didn't ask. But it's just, like, the not knowing drives me insane. I hated it. Hated every second of it. I'd be sitting in class and I would watch my phone and wait for his name to pop up. Like, I was one of those. Like, I wanted to talk to him so bad. I was like, I need this boy. And look at me now. We're gonna get married. So.
Period.
Period, queen.
When you know, yeah. And I think I know, so. Yeah.
Kind of we're all at that age, too, I feel like, where.
Yeah.
If you're just, like, not in it, to win it.
Yeah.
Then what are you doing?
We've definitely had that.
Also, my advice, pick older men, except for Whitney.
Yeah.
But for all the other girls out there, pick older men.
Mine's grown too fast.
I will say that Tyler is very grown for his age, and also my boyfriend loves Tyler and Jacob.
Oh, they love them.
He absolutely adores them.
Every day. Calls every day.
Yeah. He calls Tyler every day. He loves him.
He'll swipe up my stories all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he loves you guys. I mean, really, he asks how you guys are doing all the time. He asks about you. He tells me when he talks to Tyler, he's like, oh, how's Jacob doing? He loves all my friends. He loves Kirsten.
He's sweet.
He's been hanging out with Kirsten and I for a little while now. Loves her. He thinks she's so sweet. So, yeah, get a boyfriend that likes your friends. Because if my boyfriend didn't like my friends, you best believe I would not be with him.
Mm-mm.
But lucky for me, he adores them. So, good for me.
Even if they didn't, I'd be like, nah, you can go fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, realistically, who wants to date someone that your friends don't like?
Yeah, but there's obviously a reason they don't like them.
Right. But like, just in general, like, why would you date someone that your friends don't like? I would never do that.
No.
Because then that causes conflict.
Well.
Can't hang out all together, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's always awkward.
You know what I mean? What do you think about that?
No, I agree. I couldn't be with someone that, because then you just...
Yeah, it's conflict.
You're just stuck at home with...
Yeah, it's like, fuck you.
I'm
like,
not
going
to go.
Hang out
then
you
get
starts
to get so toxic because you're going to do it behind your back either way.
Yeah, it's like you're fighting over between your relationship and your relationship with
told me
friends.
Or told me not to hang out with someone, I'd be like...
If I ever had an ultimatum, I'd...
They can ultimatum
my
whole...
Friends.
Like, dude, you can ultimatum your way the fuck out.
You can
out
literally
because,
use your hand the rest of your life.
Right. I'll take away your toy.
Oh, I used to get some ultimatums. I'll take away your toy. Seriously, I used to have ultimatums. If you go to the gym, you're single.
I don't really think
so
a guy's ever given me an ultimatum.
Okay. No.
I had the worst luck
I had
men.
An ultimatum when I was with the first one.
Yeah. On to the next one because I forgot my train of thought. What's your future with John?
So... We have been talking about getting engaged next year. He said, I'm definitely proposing to you in 2025. I don't know when.
If you fucking get engaged before I do.
I'm so sorry.
I'm leaving.
I don't think I'm going to get engaged before you, actually. I'm not kidding.
No, Jacob.
I don't think so.
I actually told him yesterday, he has no choice but to. Like, I'm saving him embarrassment. You don't fucking propose to me and go get another bitch pregnant.
That's on you.
That's on you.
We're all going to plan our weddings together.
Yeah, we're going to have them like a month apart.
When does Jacob plan on?
He said he wants to the end of this year or beginning of next is what he's told me.
Yeah, John just said like 2025. He didn't say when, which is
fine. Have no idea.
I feel like knowing Tyler, it could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Literally.
I'd have literally zero idea.
He surprises you with stuff all
the
time.
My mom definitely knows. But I don't.
I really want to go engagement ring shopping with my mom.
You should. You don't know what you want?
Well, I do, but like everything looks different on your finger, you know? Like you can look at something and be
that's
like,
so true.
Oh, that's great. But then you put it on your finger and you're like, oh, it's too big for my finger. Like I have small fingers.
That's the problem I want to have.
Let's go.
The diamond's too big for my finger. That's the fucking problem.
I already have what I want, but I don't know what it looks like on.
I have an idea.
I've changed my mind before.
They don't even sell that kind of carrot in the store. I don't really care about that, though. The highest carrot they usually have is like 2.5.
I was like, what if I lose it? Then I'm fucked.
How expensive are the rings that you guys want? Do you know? Do you have like a range?
Mine's like 60 grand. Yeah. Yeah.
Mine's like 10 grand.
They're still good rings. We just got the eye of the tiger.
60 grand? I don't even make that much a year.
Just make sure he gets insurance on that shit because
he will.
It's going to fall off somehow. Our shark's going to eat our finger off or something.
You can get a dupe for vacation. A lot of people do that.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I want a 4.5 carat diamond.
I like 4.
I think that would weigh my whole hand down.
That's the problem I want to have.
But like my...
Oh, sorry, I didn't see there.
My ring finger size is like a 3.8.
I have small fingers too, but...
Like I have a clear thing on this, so it doesn't slide. I think this 5 or 6 is too big.
Oh, my ring finger size is like a 3.5.
Yeah, mine's like a 3.8.
That's like me too. Mine's,
like you see
mine's
how
4.
This one like slides? This is the one we bought.
Yeah.
It slides to the bottom. I don't like that.
Yeah, you just have to get it sized.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get it sized.
So I want it to be a plain band, I think, with the fat fucking diamond. And then I want my engagement... No. What is it called? Wedding band to be thick diamonds all the way around.
I think everybody likes those types.
Yeah.
It has to match the...
I think... Yeah.
Mine's obviously, I'll say yes if it's whatever else.
Yeah,
but.
I don't want like a plain band though. I want one that's like has like sparkles on it, like diamonds, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then get the wedding band with the thicker
like
diamonds around.
Yeah, I've sent like 400 to Jacob already. If he doesn't know, which he does, but if
I think we should get one for every month.
I'm already planning my upgrade.
Shut the fuck.
I'm just kidding.
It's so funny. I do the same shit. I'll be sending better and better ones. I'm like, you better hurry. I'm gonna fucking have a 10 carat on your shit. It's gonna be like 200K.
I'm like, babe, I'll buy the ring. Just propose to me.
I said ring pop's fine.
Yeah, I told him that too.
I mean, I would eat it if I got
me
one.
Me too. I'd be like, this is fine, but can I...
But after it's done, it's...
Yeah, can I get a... Is it gonna be in the middle of the ring pop?
It could be. That'd be cool.
How long after you get a ring are you gonna have a wedding planner? Are you gonna just send it? Are you gonna take a long time?
I'm not the one that's gonna be like, I want to be engaged for a year. I'll be too impatient. I'll end up wanting to go to the courthouse just get it done.
Not me.
I just feel like it's gonna take me a minute to get what like a planned wedding. And who's
gonna
do it?
I'm gonna hire somebody. Yeah. No, I'm hiring somebody.
I'm getting a wedding planner.
Where is my?
Because you got me
where
fucked
the
up.
Fuck?
You got me fucked.
Are you
gonna
do tour?
You got a tour of venues.
Are you gonna have it in Florida?
Yes, or I really, no. I really, there's this place in Ohio.
Carolina, bro, or like something in the middle.
There's this place in Ohio that's an open church. It's a white open church.
Nice,
beautiful, it's a whole venue. But.
I want some type of like winery, but it's gotta be like cold, like November.
I'm not doing a fucking beach wedding. I'm not doing a hotel wedding.
Bitch,
I'm not.
I've been to a beach wedding. Sand, right in the eyes. I've been to a lake wedding where it's literally outside a swamp. They had the food out and like all the tables and everything. Bro, there were gnats in the food, in your eyes, in your mouth, all of the napkins, all of the tables, on your plate, in your drink.
No.
I felt so bad because I was like, you paid this much money and nobody can enjoy any of this food or nothing.
Yeah, no.
I would hope they would have gotten a refund, but her dress was amazing and the actual wedding like part was incredible. So I was like, oh,
I like want to get married in like Maryland or Pennsylvania, just because both of our families are all there. Because I don't want to pay for everyone's travel, you know. And like, not all my family can afford to travel like that. Which like, that's fine. Like,
it's kind of how I feel about having a destination wedding too, is because then we.
It's a lot.
But at the same time, like, I've always wanted to get married in a church, but a modern church.
I have to get married in a Catholic church because John's Catholic. I have to convert to Catholicism.
What is that?
John's Catholic. What the fuck
Catholic. Is Catholicism?
My sister had to do the same thing.
No, John is like Catholic. Like, I have to actually convert. I have to go through confession, go through confirmation.
No, you do not, because...
Yes, I do.
To do
I have
what?
To get baptized again.
No.
Not if, you don't have to switch religions.
I That's would what never. He said.
Be like, hey, I'm this, you're this, we can raise him how we want to.
You can get married in a Catholic church, but you do not have to be Catholic.
Really? I'm not getting married.
You don't do that.
I'm not getting married in a church, I don't think.
I mean, I don't... I mean, I'm Christian. Because it's close
one,
enough.
Because one, you got me fucked up walking into a confession stand and be like, I got knocked up.
You might as well kill... You might as well just...
There's
we're
no
sinners
way.
Here.
There's no way that I could confess to a priest all the bad things that I've done. I don't think I could look somebody in the eyes and... Tell them how messed up of things I've done.
Well, I used to
well,
date...
Well, you don't look at them in the eye. There was actually a curtain, but...
I used to date somebody that was Catholic, whatever. I've never been to a Catholic church in my life. I walk in, slap some holy water on my face, sat in a pew. We were singing hymns. Not a clue.
And baptism is so
that,
different there. You get
said,
baptized when
yeah.
you're a baby.
If we have kids...
That's how I am.
With the water on your head. If we have kids, he's like, they're Catholic. I was like, yeah, we're not going to get along like that.
Well, because I was technically raised Greek Orthodox, which is, you know, Orthodox.
Is it because you're Greek?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
My dad's Greek, so they
sorry,
all...
Sorry, that was a little long moment for me. I was raised Christian.
So was I, Baptist. Live band or DJ?
DJ, 100%.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Yeah, DJ.
My dad is a DJ.
Live band would be like me on stage. And
it's just like, how are you supposed to shake ass?
No.
I mean, no, there's gotta be a way, but like, when I spill it?
No. Live band would just be awkward, I think.
It's just like, you know, there's so many different genres of songs that we like, you know?
I don't want to. You know when the grandparents leave, at the, you know, and the parents.
Hey, we had to wait. We had to wait.
Getting, you know, well.
Shiesty? Yeah. Shiesty. That shit was fun.
I also do want to get married relatively soon because my grandmother's 88. She's in good health, but. You never know.
Dude, I'm the same way. My grandma takes me to lunch and she's like, when are you going to have a wedding or grandbabies? Like, before I die? I'm like, that is so sad.
Yeah, like, when you get up there in age, like,
oh my
you
gosh,
can be perfectly
my mom,
healthy.
My mom.
But you never know.
My mom's been in these little spells, okay, recently. She Snapchat me. We're having a conversation and she's talking about this baby, you know, and Grayson and Sawyer and all of them. And she's like, you know, you'll feel like this whenever your babies get old and whatever. I was like, yeah, but I was like, but then, she's just basically saying, but then she just goes, it sucks because I'll be dead by the time your kids are teenagers.
Dude, mine does that too.
Well, I'm 22 and
I said,
both my grandmothers are
like
still alive.
65.
And I haven't even started having
she's
mine
like,
yet.
At this rate, I'm not making it. I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'm not kidding. She's like, yeah, I'll just be dead.
Okay, Mom.
Like, Mom, whatever. Like, where are you going?
Where are you going?
Mom, you're literally barely
she's gonna be
at retirement
home?
Age.
She's going to be a nursing home at 55.
Like, in
like,
10
what?
Years, she's going to be...
Isn't she, like, the youngest one of all of our moms?
Yeah, she's, like, 41, I think.
Yeah, my
like,
mom's
literally.
55.
My mom's going to be
years,
59. Oh, my God, my mom's going to be 59.
But still, yeah. When we have kids... like
sorry,
like,
Mom.
If we have kids within the next couple
okay.
of years... like
it's our fault. You know why? Because we wait too late.
I'm 22 years old. I'm the perfect. We're all at the perfect fertile age.
My grandma's like 75. She's kicking it.
Yeah, but we're fertile. We
my grandparents, I think,
shit.
Are just now pushing.
It's time to start pumping and jumping.
Like, hurry the fuck up. Give me a ring so I can.
That's what
and
I'm
then
saying.
Baby, and then my mom will be alive still.
That's why
God
I'm
bless.
Like, can I just get the ring and
well,
get married?
Don't know,
like,
because
I want to do this in the right order.
Already,
I don't want to be like Kristen.
And my mom's like, I'm going to be dead. I couldn't believe she said it to me. I said, Mom, don't say that to me. What do you mean you're
hey,
going to be
Mom,
dead?
You're going to be sitting while like, they're getting married.
Throwing shots better. At Kristen.
What did you say?
She'd be like 99.
I said, that's why I said I want to hurry up and get the ring.
so I can get married and do it in the right order. I don't want to be
That's
like
fine.
Kristen.
I tried.
Yeah, apparently, I was throwing shade. I'm like, dude, what?
That was our goal.
I mean, I feel like everyone says they want to get married before they have kids.
Yeah, and then it just happens.
That was our goal.
Yeah.
It was our goal. There was supposed to be a ring, a marriage, and a baby. We
baby,
fucked up.
Baby, marriage, ring.
We fucked up.
We fucked up. Shit happens.
Back it right on up.
I mean,
that's
shit.
That's fine.
Her vagina was too good.
Anywho.
We love you, Soph. We're sad you're leaving us again, but you're coming back, right, sometime?
Yeah, well, I have to come back for sure. I have to come back in August.
That's too far.
My hair done again. But Kristen over here, the next time I see her, is going to have little Bean.
A child.
So I may be making a trip back, depending on when she has the baby.
Yeah.
And when she's
allowing visitors or whatever. Right now.
No rush, but
I know.
I can make a special trip back here for that. So we'll see. You it just all depends when she has the baby and when I actually need to come back down here or when she's ready to have visitors. So I'm not going to like harp on it at all, but yeah, I will be back in August for sure. And when I do come back in August, regardless.
Don't come back with an engagement ring.
That is my birthday.
August 11th.
Oh, I can try to... What's today? Today's the 12th. That'll be like exactly like 2 months from now. So I could get my hair done right before your birthday. And then be here for your birthday.
Yeah, sure. You're allowed.
And come see Bean. Even though I might come see him before that.
Bean will be big boy.
Big boy. Him and have a big
boy. Wait, but I want to see him when he's small boy.
Anywho, we love you so. Thanks for always coming and talking.
Thanks for having
me.
You
have great vagina. Y'all have even better or great vagina. Love y'all.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.